My lungs clawed for air as though I were drowning. I stopped, hunched over my grandmotherly cane, gasping. The curved walk up from the parking lot stretched out before me longer than I remembered, steeper. This is how it would be. Every task more difficult than before. Every step a public performance. That's when I heard the camera. I'd been expecting someone, hadn't I? One of the lawyers, a campus cop. I always expected to be watched now. Why else had I parked not in the handicap spot in the faculty lot, but the one just next to it? The guy with the camera was too young to be a lawyer or the police. His hair punked, his chin smooth. The student press had provided my welcoming committee. What did I look like to this kid? From a distance, ignoring the cane without the zoom lens, maybe I could pass for a student, a grad student. My hair swung loose and long. I'd made an effort. After 10 months on the couch, I'd pulled out the good shampoo, the high heels, lipstick. The cane, though, wasn't fooling anyone. Did you get a shot up my skirt? I couldn't chase down my breath. I readjusted my bag across my chest. When I was digging myself out of my car, did you get that? Pulitzer stuff. He lowered the camera, paying close attention to his lens. You're not the one who claimed to be my nephew in the emergency room, are you? My face felt hot. Through the zoom lens, clutching the swan's neck of my cane, I wouldn't look anything like a student. Dark circles under my eyes, shaking hands. Maybe the photographer couldn't see that I already regretted the heels. Maybe he wasn't really looking. Or are you the one who prank calls me at 2 a.m? Don't get me wrong, I said. I'm up. The pain's good for that. He looked now. Get my good side, okay? I posed, both hands on the cane, chin lifted toward the lake. It sat like a blue jewel on the horizon. A beautiful day to rise from the dead. The camera stayed silent. What? Are you waiting for me to drop my clothes so you can see the... I'd been looking forward to this day and had planned an early arrival to avoid a few stares, hoping to get 1 minute with my old life before the new one caught up with me. Here's what I think, I said, continuing past his spot against the ivy and onto the front door of Dale Hall with what I hope looked like dignity. A restraining order isn't the best way to start your career. I reached for the door. An electrical charge shot through my belly, my hip, down through my leg. A crushing bolt of lightning I couldn't predict and couldn't control. I was on fire. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw the photographer raise his camera. I launched myself through the pane and into the lobby. The kid didn't follow. No one came running. I took my time, clutching the cane and fighting for the surface. At last, I felt the ground steady under my feet. After a few shuddering breaths, I could smell the deep musk of Dale Hall. Wood paneling, dusty books, and disinfectant that never quite reached the corners. It was a smell more than 100 years in the making. Home. Only one place in the world felt more inviting than this spot. And that was the small, drafty room upstairs that served as my office. I lurched toward the elevator, then stopped. I had taken the elevator, able-bodied, many times, but the path to the elevator would trot me past the glass doors of the dean's suite, past his gossiping assistant, and through an open atrium where my clicking and clacking would only be magnified. To my right, the staircase rolled out like a tongue, a taunt. At the summit, just up there, lay the scene of the crime. Peering up into the darkness, I felt a cold finger of fear slide down my spine. The dark hall, a hand rising. No. I'd begun to think of my memory as a high shelf at the back of a closet. I couldn't reach everything, no matter how hard I stretched. When the shelf of memory wobbled, I righted it by force. There were 25 or so stairs, and then one more after the landing pivoted. That was all. A physical challenge, sure, but how hard had I fought only to have a few stairs stop me? I could do this. I had to.